Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
Apply, renew, and track your radiation license online with ease through the new Radiation Protection Authority e-licensing platform. Fast, simple, and secure. Stay compliant while protecting workers, the public, and the environment from harmful effects of ionizing radiation. Visit us at Exploration House, Government Road, Lusaka, or rpa.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Thank you so much for joining us for the News Bulletin at 12 hours. The headlines: IPAC raises concern over 74 bills before Parliament dissolution. Architects call for 15% allocation of CDF towards supervision. And in international news, Trump tells Congress ceasefire means he does not need their approval for Iran war.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanaka Omar.
And now the news in detail. The Acton Institute for Policy Analysis Center says it is troubling that nearly 74 bills have been brought before the National Assembly, with just 2 weeks remaining before Parliament is dissolved. APAC Executive Director Solomon Goma has warned that such a pace raises serious concerns about the quality of debate and scrutiny these laws receive. He said the large number of bills introduced at this stage is a clear indication that some members of Parliament from both the ruling party and the opposition are not taking their legislative responsibilities seriously. Ms. Ngoma has also expressed concern over the manner in which members of the executive in the House, as well as the UPND and PF parliamentary chief whips, are conducting parliamentary business.
Parliamentary business must be treated with seriousness it deserves, as it directly impacts the rights and the freedoms of citizens. We call upon Madam Speaker and the Chief Parliamentary Whip to be firm and provide leadership not to be lenient on members of the executive who don't take parliamentary business seriously. If they retain in September as members of the House, ruling party MPs, especially those in the executive, must take parliamentary business seriously. It is unacceptable that some bills which should have been concluded last year are only now being rushed through due to absenteeism. MPs must bear in mind that stakeholders are following parliamentary procedures and debates closely.
The Zambia Institute of Architects has called on governments to allocate at least 15% of the constituency development fund towards consultancy supervision and quality control to improve project standards across the country. Speaking to Hot FM News, ZIA President Mosunka Silungwe said lack of adequate professional oversight in many CDF-funded projects has resulted in substandard work and ultimately a waste of public resources. He has stressed that without proper consultancy supervision, infrastructure developed under the fund risks failing to meet acceptable standards. Mr. Silungwe has further called for stronger accountability mechanisms, urging authorities to hold technical personnel responsible for substandard work to account.
We must put aside 15% for the consultancy supervision and quality control and periodic inspection, so that we're not wasting money and unrealizing at the end. Number two, we must relook at the procurement process for government infrastructure projects, because as it stands, the procurement is flawed and incomplete and it's leaving out professionals. Number three, we must hold any technical person involved in such projects, because they are knowledgeable of what needs to happen. We must hold them accountable for approving substandard work, and we must hold them accountable for procuring incomplete projects and for paying projects which are not completely signed off by the mandated professionals required.
The Zambia Liquefied Petroleum Gas Association has disclosed that the use of LPG as an alternative energy source has dropped by 20% following improved stability in electricity supply in the country. Association President Obed Kiluva said the decline is largely because many people turned to LPG during the recent energy crisis. However, Mr. Kiluva has noted that despite the drop in usage, more people are beginning to appreciate the benefits of LPG, which is key to increasing long-term adoption. He has added that the continued reliance on charter remains a major challenge and a barrier to the wider adoption of LPG.
There is a reduction in terms of LPG consumption, isn't it? For obvious reasons. It's not as it used to be when St. Claude Shedding was at its peak. But there is a reduction in terms of LPG consumption. As you may be aware, most of the people were buying that as an alternative, was they buy the product with load shedding, then they would say, okay, can we use gas now? There is that stability in terms of the power supply. Obviously, very few people would want to start using gas. In terms of percentage drop, we can say maybe by 20%, because even what we focus as where we are going to close our year last year, we also got affected.
Former Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency Director General Victor Nyasulu has emphasized the need to adequately resource the agency to ensure its effective operations. Mr. Nyasulu has noted that funding allocated for the purchase of medicines has significantly increased, rising from about 1.6 billion kwacha to 5 billion kwacha since the UPND administration took office. He has explained that while this increase is commendable, it must be matched with sufficient operational support for the institution managing these resources. In an interview, Mr. Nyasulu has pointed out that despite handling such a large budget, ZAMSA continues to operate on approximately 42 million kwacha annually for its operational needs, an amount he described as inadequate, especially considering the agency's substantial wage bill. He has since appealed to the government to provide adequate resources to run ZAMSA, warning that failure to do so could undermine the agency's ability to deliver essential medicines and medical supplies to the public.
We should give it what it requires in terms of running the organization, because the money for buying drugs has been increasing thanks to the UPND since they took over. From 1.6, we are now close to 5 billion kwacha. That's a good one. But the money to handle that 5 billion has been at 42 million kwacha a year for an organization whose salaries alone are close to 20 billion. So I'm appealing that the only time we can say ZAMSA is a failed project is when we set it up, we give it capital, and then we can come back after five years and say it's a failed project or not.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Commuters' Rights Association of Zambia has urged transporters not to rush into adjusting bus fares upward following an increase in diesel pump prices of over 4 kwacha for the month of May, as announced by the Energy Regulation Board. Speaking to Hot FM News, Association President Aaron Kamoti said an increase in bus fares is anticipated, but emphasized the need for a broader consultative meeting before any adjustments are made. Mr. Kamoti has further advised that even if fares are increased, the adjustment should be kept to a minimal level.
Those are the challenges which we are facing. There is no prediction in terms of or adjustment on the pump fuel prices. Going forward, definitely with that margin, we hope prices don't rush to adjust back fares. But if we have to adjust upward the fares, I think it has to be reasonable and minimal. We anticipate to see definitely the adjustment.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply. The top international news.
President Donald Trump has told Congress that U.S. hostilities with Iran have terminated.